The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Trucker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Fry's Bahamas, Tropical Gyros, and the Water and Sewage Corporation.
The Tuesday, March 28th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping, your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. And, you know, it's a Tuesday edition, so we're going to get it in and get it on and make sure we get you in a good space and a good place to have this good conversation, because we got lots to talk about. My God, we got lots to talk about. So let's get it out of the way. Phone lines are open, 323-6232, 325-4316. 325-4259. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 24796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. All right? And, you know what we're playing for, of course. Dunkin' Donuts coupons, KFC coupons, Joker's Wild Party passes. All right? All right, here we go. Listen, this, ooh, my goodness, my Bahamian people. Recent survey. All right, I want, when you think of this one now, I want you to think in the kitchen, okay? And maybe outside the kitchen as well. It could be, you could probably, you could find it done in the kitchen and outside of the kitchen as well. All right, here we go. And that's your hint, because I don't want you all to freak yourself out. All right. Recent survey of 100 Bahamians. Recent survey of 100 Bahamians, 50 men, 50 women, between the ages of 21 and 50. The survey revealed that 17% have admitted to recycling this. What is it? That's your mind-bending brain teaser you got between now and the news in the top of the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. And I gave you a hint. And they're off. And while you guys work on that, I'm going to work on this. The headliners. Who are us making headlines? And it's all brought to you by Fine Threads. Be sure to check out Fine Threads online, finethreads.com. You can check out all their new arrivals. And then do your shopping online. All you have to do right after that is arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza. Both those locations available for you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And remember, I tell you, finethreads.com. All right, here we go. Here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison, 1844. And don't forget, it's Tuesday. So be sure to check out the supplement, the Grand Bahama News, in today's Guardian, as it is each and every Tuesday. Chief Justice warns on citizenship delay. Sir Ian says delaying approvals for those entitled a recipe for social discontent. Story by Kendia Dames, executive editor. Requiring individuals born in the Bahamas to foreign parents who are essentially Bahamians in waiting to live on the outside of their own society is a recipe for social disconnect, which the Bahamas can hardly afford. Chief Justice Sir Ian Winder has warned there's absolute justification why these applications ought to take years and in some cases decades to be processed, Sir Ian said. Such interactions leave a bitter taste and often hinder these Bahamians from fully embracing their Bahamian identity when their applications are eventually approved. Very interesting. And if you look at where we are right now, we're starting to see a disconnect and a discontent. Obviously, you got other mitigating factors. But this is one that it stems from. We got The grandmama? Okay, good. So we got to keep an eye on where this is going. And remember, this all relates to Article 7. And so Ian, you know, brings up a great point. Perhaps the most challenging immigration and citizenship issue relates to those individuals affected by Article 7 of the Bahamian Constitution, which speaks to a person born in the Bahamas after July 9th, 1973, neither of whose parents is a citizen of the Bahamas. And of course, you know, that act encourages that a person is entitled upon making an application on his attaining the age of 18 years or within 12 months thereafter is in a such manner as may be prescribed to be registered as a citizen of the Bahamas. So we see that this is, you know, if we can deal with some of the loopholes that we have, especially with the, you know, with our laws and our constitutions and what we plan to do moving forward, we need to address some of these things. If we can eliminate them, that might eliminate some of these systemic problems that we've had for years moving forward. Government settles with prison officials who filed suit. Destroyed by Travis Cartwright Carroll. Government signs new contract with BPU. Destroyed by Jared Higgs, assistant broadcast editor. BPSU had threatens action over failed PHA hazard pay. So I'm telling you, I mean, lots to read about, especially if you're affiliated with the unions. Very interesting. Let's check the text lines real quick. No, not a milk container. We all got a lot of answers, though. Jesus, Lord. Whoever said Ziploc bags? No, wrong. Nope. Let me see who does this. No, sir. No, sir. Nope. None of y'all right so far. Incorrect. 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 My God. All right. And I think I found a winner. This person sent me 8 answers, and 1 in 8 is correct. And I know how this thing go. As soon as I was checking out my winner, I had another person text me at the same time. So I'm going to make you a winner also. You two, I just texted back. Send me your information, please. You're my winner, winner, chicken dinner. Naughty, I was on the phone with the boss. Could you repeat this? No. You need to tell the boss he need to call you at a different time because you're listening to me on the radio. You get your boss straight, okay? And then second of all, I can't give you the question again because we got a winner. You got to try me again tomorrow. Can't repeat the trivia. We got a winner already. All right? The correct answer was foil. Foil. Aluminum foil. Tin foil. Or fur in some cases. All right, now, let me see. Okay. Text, let me see. Naughty, how much was the settlement? All right. The Office of the Attorney General has settled a lawsuit with Acting Commissioner of Correction, Doan Clare, and Department of Correction, Deputy Commissioner of Corrections, Bernadette Thompson Murray, Minister of National Security, Wayne Monroe, confirmed last night. I'm advised by the matter was settled by the Office of the Attorney General. This is according to Monroe. The pair were represented by Monroe and Associates who sought a Supreme Court order squashing. Now let me get to page 7. White text, you got me reading. You could have just grabbed the Guardian and read it yourself, you know. But anyway, The lawsuit was brought under the Minnis administration. But no, there's no mention of the damages, what the figure was, all right? So when I find that out, I'll let you know, okay? All right? Yeah. Now, that being said, let's go to Freeport. As you know, each and every Tuesday, we got the supplement, the Grand Bahama News. Let's check in with Sarah Kirkby, chiming in from Freeport right now, from Grand Bahama. What's going on, Sarah?
Hey, dude, I'm great. How are you?
I am good. What's going on in Grand Bahama?
A little bit of half power at my office. I must have put a little bit of jinx on myself.
Hey, you ought to be bragging so much. That's good for you. Burn some lamp and some candles and sweat a little bit. Yes.
I got my payback.
There you go.
Anyhow, we are looking good. We had a big concern up here in Grand Bahama over the Carnival port. Everyone's very excited about it, but they also want to make sure, you know, that everything's going right. Barbara Watkins has gone out. She went out with the Save the Bays and Waterkeepers team. They did a survey of the work out there. I actually went with them and saw the land that's being taken from the fill that's coming from the deep down in the ocean as they dig this deep harbor for their ships to come in. It's being pumped on land. They're building it 12 to 14 feet high to be safe because of the hurricanes. So that's all going on. And we also know that the BNT and DEP are going to be going out there double-checking on the coral replant. So that's our main lead story for today. And then, unfortunately, I think, as you guys did in Nassau, we had a very horrible dog attack.
I saw a sad situation. You know, I hate to see that.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I do actually know the owner of two of the dogs. They were put down, and he was devastated for his dogs, but also devastated about what happened. He does not let his dogs out of the yard, so unfortunately, they got out. And they met up with some other dogs, which they have not found yet. And they viciously attacked this lady, and it is not good. Ugh. And the story of the young man who has seen it was quite upsetting. So, you know, you want everyone to exercise and be good, but you've also got to listen to what Tip says about having your dog socialized so that these things don't happen. So that was a bit of an upsetting story for us, but one that we wanted to make sure people were aware of and being careful out there, you know?
And continue to secure your property as well. Just invest in a good paddock. If that's the worst investment you have to make, if you invest so much in your animals and you don't want them to get out, secure the property. Because, you know, you have some bad mind people who open the gate for other nefarious, you know, purposes. You know, let the dogs out so I can try to break in your yard or so on and so forth. So I get it, but you know, you got to make sure they're secure, like you said. And if you can get them accustomed to interacting and socializing with other dogs, and you know, then that's a plus too, because you want them to be able to interact. You don't want it to be always an issue when you take them out.
Yeah, you do. You have to be very. It's a whole process, but you know, it was terrifying for the lady, and terrifying also for the people who saw that. But I will give kudos to the gentleman who whose dog it was. He did go to the hospital. He went to go and make sure everything was all right. And, you know, he was fined for what happened with the dog. So there is a, you know, bigger story here as well. There are rules and regulations for your dogs, and you are responsible for them. So that's something we have to be aware of. I'm going to switch to a light, much more lighthearted story.
Right.
it was the debut of Art Lucaya here in Grand Bahama, which were actually 3 days of 4 days of events. They had a Thursday evening, a Friday night, a Saturday event, and Sunday, which was the children's art. So you'll see some of the photos in the paper today. If you want to see more, you can go on to 242 News Bahamas. We have all of our reporters' photos up, so you can see the amazing artwork that was out there. There's this gorgeous one that Matthew Wildgoose did with this amazing arm, and just some of the work is really beautiful, and so it was great. They also unveiled some statues, and so it was a really big weekend of activities, and the former Governor General was here and enjoyed it and was part of the celebrations as well. So I'd like you to have a look at that. And had a 50th speech competition we talked about, and speaking of dogs, there's mine, and then also we have a quick roundup in the paper, and we have a story about a tree planting as well by the environmental minister, who will actually be coming back to Grand Bahama to visit some of the issues and worries that that Joseph Darville has, and he's promised to come back and visit Grand Bahama to check on everything. So these are all good things.
When is he supposed to come back? He promised, but did he give a date in the promise, or he just promised to come back?
I actually don't know. Because
you know, Joe Darwin is my Uncle Joe right there. That's my big brother in a lot of this environmental game and so on and so forth. Yeah. So
Joe seemed very positive that they were working on it, and it was in a couple weeks. He wanted him to go look at the mangroves down there by the carnival site, and they were also going to go and look, obviously, at the oil concerns down at the former oil refinery down in the east. It's got a new owner, and I just cannot think of the name. And there are a lot of concerns whether the oil did get cleaned up properly there, and that was supposed to be done before the sale. So that's what I know Mr. Darville will be checking on.
All right. So all right. I got a question for you.
Okay, what you got?
Naughty asked Sarah if that huge cut in the land, what looks like a waterway carnival is creating, is not of huge concern, or am I looking at the image wrong?
You are not looking at the image wrong. This, unfortunately, though, is an old drawing. We have understood that Carnival may have scrapped that idea of cutting into there, and they are only doing the large dredging for the two ships to come in. I think it would look similar if you've ever been on a cruise to Cozumel. I think Cozumel has that same pier out, and then the ships will come in. We have asked them for a new rendering. They said they're getting it to us as soon as possible, but I do understand the worry about that, and I understand that is changing.
All right.
And we will update everybody when we know the full scheme of it. So, yeah, it was a concern as well for me, but it's all part of the environmental. I don't know. Nadia, maybe you can help me here. With these EIAs that come out for all these various projects, are they public knowledge for us now? Are they all falling under this, you know, do we have full disclosure yet? Are we at that? I don't think we're there yet.
No.
No. Yeah.
We need to get there. We got a long way to go.
Yeah. But I mean, it went through and it just wasn't passed in the last government. Freedom of Information Act, correct?
Of course, nothing. We're still waiting on that. Last previous administration, this administration promised it on the election trail, the campaign trail, nothing. Squadouche, zilch, nada, zero. They only want us to know what they feed us, Sarah. They don't want us to have a proper Freedom of Information Act with teeth. That leads to accountability and transparency. Kryptonite to politicians worldwide.
They were setting something up, though, for that, right? So this is something we definitely all need to push for, because we do need to see that, especially with NASA's big concerns over the RCI project and also our concerns over here with Carnival. These should be public documents for everybody to see. It was the same issue I know that we had with the dock that they built, when the EIA had literally said, do not build the dockage where it was built. It said there were 10 dive sites and fishing coral heads there that shouldn't have gone on.
Anyway.
It is my concern. I
got to keep an eye on that. Yeah. But
Please do.
Thanks for chiming in, as always.
Thank you.
And I hope you get the full power in short order.
I will make sure you know about that.
All right. There you go. Thanks, we'll talk to you next Tuesday, man. You too. Be safe. All right, Mr. Producer, let's get to the break. We'll take the first break now. Flip side of the break. We'll pick it up and we'll continue the Tuesday, March 28th edition of Talking Heads, which continues right after this. Texas, I get to your text right after the break.
Easter is right around the corner, and the NASA Guardian is partnering with the Easter Bunny to give something special to you. Would you like to give your child an Easter basket filled to the brim with chocolate bunnies, surprise eggs, gift certificates, and more? Then you should enter your child into the NASA Guardian's Easter Coloring Contest. There are three different categories, 5 to 6, 7 to 9, 13. Deadline for entry is Monday, April 3rd at 4 p.m. Purchase your copy of the NASA Guardian to get your Easter Coloring Contest sign-up form. I'll let your children color away and win one of three baskets filled to the brim with Easter goodies from the NASA Guardian. The NASA Guardian's Easter Coloring Contest. For more information, call 302-2370.
Well done, Easter Bunnies. Good job.
Vaccines protect those we love the most. Our children and our grandchildren. I vaccinated my children to protect them. Getting your child immunized can protect them against diseases like polio, measles, whooping cough, and others. So protect your child today by getting them immunized. My grandchildren are vaccinated. You should do the same. Vaccinate your children and your grandchildren and make sure they are safe.
Take advantage of the National Vaccination Catch-Up Campaign, March 25th to April 6th. Visit your nearest clinic weekdays between 8 a.m. and 7 p.m. On Saturday, March 25th, visit us at the Red Cross. And on Saturday, April 1st, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., you'll be at the Mall at Marathon. COVID-19 vaccines are also available at all locations. This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, and USAID.
Original or hot and spicy?
Feeling original? Think twice. Here's some precise advice. Always add the spice.
Hey, that's great. Take your time, brother. I don't want you to run too far out with your spicy self.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, mouth hot, but you still ain't got the right flavor.
Listen, just like the Colonel, I'm an original. You? There's a spicy gum lately.
You think so? Original. You could never.
There's no winning flavor. They're all finger-licking good. Only at KFC Nassau.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online. www.johnshoes. So now carry small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Get your Carifta tickets. The 50th Carifta Games is coming. April 7th to April 10th. Tickets are on sale now. Online at Carifta50.com or at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium, Western Grand Entrance. For more details, email tickets at Carifta50.com or call 605-4051.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together, and we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Tired of paying too many bills and loan payments each month?
Debt payments down to one easy payment with our debt consolidation loan.
It also has a built-in savings that pays you 5% interest.
Inquire about our debt consolidation loans today.
Call 356-7764.
Hazelnut meets mocha with the new Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha Signature Latte. Savor the delicious coffee combination of smooth, rich espresso with silky chocolate and toasted hazelnut flavors. All topped with whipped cream, chocolate powder. Available hot or iced, the Dunkin' Mocha Latte is the perfect pick-me-up at any time of day. So why wait? Head to your favorite Dunkin' and enjoy the Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha taste sensation today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
The Tuesday, March 28th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. And take care of the Freeport portion of the Buzz. And, of course, now we'll take care of the New Providence portion of the Buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. And don't forget, full selection, new arrivals in stock right now, and full selection, men, women's, and children's footwear, athletic, formal, casual. Ladies, they got your slippers and your flip-flops, too. Yeah, and your sandals and your pumps and your wedges and all that good stuff. Be sure to check them out. Don't forget, they got our small home appliances and cookware available for you now as well at John's Shoes. So be sure to check them out, both locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta. All right, be sure to check them out today. And remember, John, serving you is a pleasure. Let me check the local. The Minister of National Security won a settlement from the same Bahamas government. You all did notice that too, eh? Mr. Producer, you see that, do we? He represented the clients prior to him being posted, and now he's been posted, and his law firm still represented, and it's business as usual. I like I say, y'all astute, though. I won't lie to you. I thought it was just me. Naughty, what damages was the commissioner of the prison paid when he was still employed and didn't lose any benefits? The same goes for the prime minister's best friend, Commissioner of Police Clayton Fernanda and crew. Look like all you need is a PLP lawyer and your matter is fast-tracked. People have been waiting on government settlements for years, but this administration looking out for all of their people. Again, would want to know, and then see, inquiring minds want to know, like voters and citizens, because we end up footing the bill. So it's our money, so we should be able to ask, well, who got what, and what got who? But I guess when you ask too many questions, it's a problem. But yeah, you're scratching your head the same way I'm scratching mine. But continuing the New Providence Buzz, more talk today, you know, on the shanty towns. And, again, there's still more talks, but obviously, you know, we hit an impasse again. You know? So no need to talk. Now we need to wait again and be ready to proceed whenever something else comes down the pike. Naughty, how is it that there are not at least 100 great creative excursions for cruise guests on Grand Bahama and Nassau? I see a video circuit now stop for cruise. I saw that foolishness too. And what amazes me is they let any foreign entity come in here with a camera, film, whatever, don't know what they're going to produce, recreate, submit to the world. And that's all good. Bahamians try to film in front of their own historical sites like forts and so on and so forth. And you got wardens and, you know, tour guides coming out saying you can't do that. You got to pay a price. You got to get a permit and all this foolishness. But we don't have any idea what goes out. And then it's already out. Now, thank God for the hashtag CYC crew that's on social media that will catch idiots like that and go after them and savage them and troll them and all. But at the end of the day, you want me to be real? We need to pick up our game. We need to ensure that outside of the private islands that all of these cruise ship passengers go to, which makes the numbers of visitors yearly look great, but where are they really visiting? Private islands that are run by the cruise ships and their staff are employed. Bahamians out are minimal. So what we need to do is maximize the potential and make sure that Bay Street is a product that they want to go and see. There are cultural tours, historical tours, social tours. You know, get them out there. Everyone get them wilding out and carrying on by. Get them out to the Tiki Yellow, wherever they need to go. Also have sea excursions. You know, but put Bahamians in the game. Because, Texter, here's a good question for you. You can't come up with excursions. I'll tell you why. How many tour companies do we have? But how many tour companies have a legitimate foot in the game, a legitimate stake in the game? I'm hearing only one tour company works at one of the major resorts, allegedly. And there are no other Bahamian entities in there. God forbid if it's two. Now you see a problem, correct? We do have the product. But the level, the playing field is not level. For a lot of the monopolies and fiefdoms going on. But we do need to pick up our game, bottom line. And if that means allowing Bahamians to get in at a lower rate to become entrepreneurs and investors and venture capitalists to revitalize Bay Street, then let's do it. You got to look what's going on. You got the cruise ship revitalization project going on. It's starting to take shape and it's starting to look good, but look who's going to be on Main Strip. The same old boys, the same old gang, the same old crew. But you know it's going to go dormant? Old Bay Street, which came like Fremont Street in Las Vegas when the Main Strip opened up. Now is a golden opportunity to revitalize Old Bay Street with restaurants, bars, clubs, boutiques, shops. See where I'm going with it? Jewelry stores. Run it 24 hours like Fremont Street. It never sleeps. One. And I bet you those cruise ship passengers will venture across later on during their stay because they want to see what's going on the old Bay Street with live shows and anything. Anyway, I'm talking too much. Y'all could pick me up and consult me whenever you want, you know. If this administration wants to, I'm available as a consultant to the Ministry of Tourism. But I'm still keeping my radio show. No muscles involved, yeah. So, because I do want to help country and I got a lot of good ideas, but I can give them to you for free. But if you try to do a thing, that don't mean I can go quiet like some others. Uh-uh, not I. All right. Let's check a few of these texts out. Is the Murphy settlement the one they let go? Oops, he went against the grain. No money for you. P.O.P. Y'all on a roll today, boy. People were blinded by their hate for minutes and voted in this gangster cult of a... Sucking my teeth. That's good for all of y'all who crying. How do you really feel, Texture? Yes, Naughty, I agree. We need to pick up our game. And we have to stop all these taxi drivers and agents harassing tourists to buy something as soon as they walk off the ship. It's scary and intimidating. We need to be organized and professional. Well, listen, you could tell who the veteran cab drivers in the industry are, and you could tell the new set who got one or two of theirs in the new flood that came out under this new administration when they was giving out like candy, like water in the desert. Caller, I see. I'm coming to you right now. Naughty, I agree. We need to redo Bay Street and have you on the 24-hour restaurants. No, Cuban really didn't get reported. He was on yesterday. As a matter of fact, when we go to the break, he'll probably be right out of the break taking us to the news. So Cuban ain't going nowhere, but let's get to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, hello, Naughty.
What's happening, my brother?
Boy, radio man. I listen to you, but I didn't call. At least I get to when I go.
Come on.
Radio man, everything good, you know, Boston getting ready to try to win this championship.
Oh, Lord. You know, you can be the 5 o'clock to talk, that foolishness.
But anyhow, I already called you. I heard the command by the Chief Justice, right?
Uh-huh.
When he said about the citizenship and we must give out this. But how come he can't command on those other issues which we have?
I guess he's commenting on the issue that he directly, spoke on and wrote to.
Ah.
And the rest is sub judice, so I guess he's just leaving them before the courts, as the protocol.
We should give out, citizenship and this and that. But we have a constitution which says you have the right to apply.
Right, Article 7.
Right, that says you have the right to apply. It ain't nothing say guarantee.
Right.
So I sometimes wonder where we be coming from. Because if that's the case, when the immigrant or whatever have the baby, you might as well give them citizenship right away.
Thus, the proponent that a lot of people want it removed.
Right, they say you have the right to apply. They say nothing automatic when you turn 18.
Right.
You have the right to apply. And that's what that means. And they could give it to you or they could, they have to give it to you.
Not give it to you.
And that's what we need to get in our head. I don't think nothing, like I said, was automatic. And, you might as well, let it be automatic. But then that's what I'm saying. All these easy grounds of people, where they breaking the law, squatting on land, building this, all kind of foolishness. I am, he didn't say nothing about that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're very selective on what they speak to.
Yeah, but, I mean... It's better you can speak on that because really they are broken the law.
Well, when it comes to the law, shouldn't we be hearing from the Attorney General who has been like mums the word for the last 3 months? Can't hear or see him at all?
Yeah, but...
Not even a smoke signal, a smoke stream, not even sign language, not a flare, not nothing?
Yeah, but he did spoke on the Shanty Town issue. I think he did say something about that. But my point is the time that it takes to do things, man, only that's...
Again, and acting on it are two different things.
Yeah, and then another thing, things within the Constitution. You cannot change that. Just, I don't like Naughty Well. I go vote. we have to go to the poll to vote for that. You see? So I wonder where they're coming from. You know, the Constitution got article in it that the Bahamian man cannot give automatic citizenship. That's in the Constitution. So in order for that to change, I mean, if I interpret it, you have to go vote for that.
Yep. And it needs to be a part of, you know, the public has to be a part of the process.
Right. You gotta just jump up, oh, go in Parliament like how they did with the number when we vote no. They go right.
Boy, I tell you. You right on the money on that. All right, Gordon.
Yeah.
I appreciate you, man. I gotta get to the break. But yeah, you're making plenty of sense as always, man. Don't be a stranger, man. If you get through the mic,
you're going to call. At least you just have to call them. What the fellas just run on and, you know, they don't.
Hey, man, it is what it is. You know, some of them, that's
yeah.
We got to keep them going sometimes, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, my brother, be safe, all right?
Yeah, buddy.
All right, Mr. Producer, let's get to the second break. On flip side of the break, we'll have Cuban Willie's numerology report, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. Then we'll get you to the news. And, of course, we do have a winner. Congratulations to the two winners. The correct answer was they recycled tinfoil. Y'all totally should have really got that because y'all know y'all's recycling foil. Or fur, like how some of y'all like, oh, bring the fur. Y'all get the fur and the plate? Okay, let's go. We'll be back at you right after the break.
Experience a flavor explosion with the new Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich from Dunkin', loaded with juicy chicken, marinara sauce, a generous drizzle of pesto sauce, all topped off with melted cheese and served on a warm, flaky croissant. Made to order all day long, the Dunkin' Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich combo includes a bag of baked Lay's and a freshly brewed iced tea. Enjoy a taste of Italy in every bite. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
People, what you thinking?
We want something different.
People, what you wanting?
We want local government.
I can tell them no more slunking. I can tell them no more joking.
I forgot.
Gone down Blue Hill Road. Gone down Village Road. Gone down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government.
Right.
We want local government.
Shut up.
We want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
The ultimate sandwich experience starts with a bite of the KFC barbecue glazed zinger and a flavor explosion of crispy, juicy, 100% premium white meat spicy filet, KFC barbecue sauce, lettuce, cheese, and smoky bacon on a toasted brioche bun. The perfect balance of heat and sweet. You won't be able to resist the KFC barbecue glazed zinger. Made by the fried chicken sandwich experts, the KFC barbecue glazed zinger is available for a limited time. Try one today. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
¡Huepa! Buenas tardes, good afternoon. Soy yo, Cuban Willie, and listen, today I have to make it short because You know, I had to take care of the farming. I had to go and do some clippings. So I had to make it quick today, okay? Pero mira, the Island Game is giving you a numerology report right now, your three ball of the day. And be sure to check out theislandgame.com. See all the plays to win. And remember, the Island Game always reminds you to play responsibly, okay? So mira, today, listen to me, man. Today, I'm doing good. I only have three brown bottles. The first number is three. This is my second day back, segundo día en la casa, in the house. So the second number is two. So it's 3-2, okay? And I find out that four players defected from the Q1 team at the World Baseball Classic. So the third number is four. And good luck to them. Stay running, my friends. So the number today is 3-2-4. 3-2-4. 3-2-4. That's your three ball of the day. Play it and win with the Island Game. And always play responsibly. Until tomorrow, stay playing, my friends, with the Island Game.
Play with Island Games. We making dreams come true. Play with Island Games. We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket. Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition. So when you play Island Games, we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay. Island Games. We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer. Island Games. We gonna make your dreams come true. We playing with Island Games.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
All right, we're back at you on the Tuesday, March 28th edition of Talking Heads. You guys truly in the company right up until 6 p.m. You know we talk sports in the 5 o'clock hour, but let me take this call right here. Make sure I get everybody out of the way from the 4 o'clock hour. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hi, Nutty.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, boy, I've been trying to get you from last month. I need to talk to you in private before I, go on to talk to you.
All right.
Can you call me back when you get off?
Yeah, man. Get all the info to my producer, and I'll give you a buzz, all right?
Okay. Put me on to him, please.
Yeah, man. There you go. Boom. All right. So, we got that out of the way, Mr. Producer. All right, thanks. So, we're into the 5 o'clock hour, and we got a special situation here today. Normally, you know, we kick it off at Today in Sports History, brought to you by Naughty Johnny's, but I'm going to accelerate the process a little bit, get right into the home court, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. Got special guests in the studio. Got president of the BAAA, Mr. Jermico Archer, and of course our very own sports editor here at the Guardian, Mr. Sheldon Longley. And y'all got big announcements today, man. I mean, I'm humbled and honored that y'all would make an appearance here and let the nation know who is representing them in the Carifta Games. And a very special Carifta Game.
I thought your name was going to be on the list.
No. I've retired.
You was counting like you could run and you could run.
No, you don't have a run your mouth category. So you put that in there, man. I getting good. Don't worry about that. Now, at this stage, I could run, in a golf cart and make sure that all the stations have libations. We could do that. Make me an ambassador.
Ambassador of a track.
There you go, man. But no, I like what I'm seeing. I like over the weekend. Had over another 50 qualify close to. From the high school divisions?
We had significant qualifiers.
What I like is the future is bright. Sounds like there's a lot of stock in the aisles, on the cabinets.
It's so glaring you can hardly see.
You stock right up for the future.
Well, in your eye.
That's what I like. That's what I like because we have to do a better job in all our sporting disciplines of replenishing. We got a good crop and we watch that crop run to the full gamut, the full spectrum before we think, well, maybe we should. Who's next in the pipeline? You always got to keep the pipeline full.
Track and field has taken a rebirth the administration has taken on. And one of the things that we, you know, everyone talks it.
Right.
Talk it. But in this administration, we said that we're going to do it. And what we plan to do from the outset was to make sure that we get into the family islands.
Right.
And we have had an aggressive talent search and an aggressive coaching development program to ensure that we can identify not only the talent, but to also nurture the flock. And that has paid off as exponentially. I think that this, Sheldon can confirm, but this would probably be the largest composition of family island team members than the entire history of perhaps the sport.
So you feel confident, you feel fully loaded. We got the best of the best from the length and the breadth.
I'm going to tell you, it's only just begun.
Called us having 80 members on the team, even when we last hosted it in 2018 or 2013. This might be the largest team that we've ever had, and as the president said, the largest collection of family out in the Grand Bahamian athletes that we've ever had on the team. And you spoke about the youth of the team. More than half of the members of the team are first-timers.
Right, so what I mean, the future's bright. Yeah. Yeah. You're qualifying now, and you're in the ninth grade. We got you for a couple of bad years.
Mm-hmm. And not only in this age group, under 17 and under 20, but we got... You want to see talent?
I hear down in the primary schools is loaded.
Down in the primary schools, but we have a feeder system. The under 23 division is the future of track and field. So you say, well, what can happen next? You're going to see what happened next.
Right.
This summer you will see a breakout of new names and some of the world's best athletes you'll see.
Well, so far, I'll be honest with you, you know, from when you made the announcement, you know, with your new administration, the job are going to be aggressive. I think D'Amico going out, I think he wants to load up and see, you know, what we really can do. Because I think you being a former athlete, you sit there and say, man, did we really put our best team out? Did we really hit him with what we could hit him with?
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is a great opportunity, and it's a great showing on your behalf and with your team's behalf that we're putting the best 80 athletes that we could find out there.
Yeah, but, I think once you have a mindset of putting the athletes first, then everything else just comes naturally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's your main focus. That's your goal, you know, to put them at the forefront and make sure they excel. And like you guys said, you know, the talent that's coming up, it makes it easy to do because, you know, so much.
Now I feel very confident, you know. I can call some, in fact, I'm going to go out of my lane, I'm going to call some of my Jamaican friends. Run my mouth.
You can call them.
Yeah,
call
I call them. I can friends. Myself. Oh, yeah.
You call your Trinidadian friends, call your Haitian friends. That's all about a Carifta. We're taking all them on.
Yeah, but I you know, when it comes to track and field, my lot of mercy, my Yardi friends, them, they like to have a lot to say, you know what I mean? So
they can bring their part
so
of
on. I can tell them, they have to hold on. Like they have to hold on.
Bring their pot and pan. We bring in our goatskin drum.
There you go.
Let's go. Let's go.
And then when Trinidad figured they had the race, they just could turn it into party anyway. Because they, you know, just carnival out water. They could just start dancing.
You can see everybody in bikini.
And then the Haitian masses get the griot going, man. Things can't be solid.
But that's the spirit of the Carifta Games, eh?
Yes, indeed.
I think that Sir Austin Seeley, who is the co-founder of the game, said it best. You know, this is the one opportunity that the Caribbean has to unify itself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We are all so independent and insular in who we are as a country. And then all of a sudden you have this thing that has grown into something beyond our understanding. In
yes.
fact, I just got a call from Coach Brown from the University of North Carolina saying that he wants to come down. He wants me to help find accommodations because every college wants to be here to begin the recruiting process because we have the biggest farm in the world.
Yeah, and that's usual for Carifta. Normally, every Carifta, you have tons of college coaches coming here just to scout our talent. You know, and that led to our athletics president saying it probably best. You know, Carifta is probably the best junior athletics competition in the world. You know, just because not only because of the talent, but because of like Fumiko said, the coaches who come down recruiting our talent. And just the entire atmosphere of Carifta itself, the competitive atmosphere, and the future stars who were born out of Carifta.
And the significance of that is, this was started by Lamine Diack.
Mm-hmm.
He's passed. He was the former president of the IAAF. We now call it World Athletics. And now Lord Sebastian Coe, he does the Mr. Carifta Games. If that is the only fixture on his calendar from year over year, he'll be at the Carifta Games.
And that's, I mean, a legend in his own right.
Yes, indeed.
He's indeed a legend.
When it comes to 800 meters, I mean, come on, that's one of the... Well, you talk 800 meters, you got to say Lord Sebastian Coe.
The two-time Olympic champion.
And I think in 800 and 1500, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
800, that was the, he had the battles, though.
But we're excited. We're excited not only because
and Steve Ovett, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah, Steve Ovett, yes.
They used to battle it out.
Yeah, and he vowed to take part in our Easter Fun Run Walk as well. Right. You know, Let's Move Bombers Fun Run Walk. We have to promote that as well. And that's set for Easter Monday morning at 6 a.m., starting at Arawaki. You know, so we want the entire Bombers to take part in that event. We want to just bring the entire Bombers together before the final session of Career of the Games. So we expect it to be grand, you know.
Yeah. So we got the pump, we got the circumstance, and we got the team. I need to know who's there, man. How are we looking?
Well, we got an 80-member team. You want me to go through all the
coach, break them down. Let me know some of the who's who, and, you know, some of the, obviously, you said there's a lot of first-timers, so who's somebody should keep our eye on since they're first-timers?
Okay, well, let me see if I can go down the list as quickly as possible.
Yeah, man.
And under 70 girls, we got 16 girls making that team. Jemiah Nabi, she's going to be terrific for us, I believe. She ended on the long jump. Yeah, Cheyenne Demers, she's qualified in 100 and 200 meters. Davinic Dean, she has also qualified in three events. She has three athletes on the team qualified in three events. That's Jemiah Nabi, Davinic Dean, and Kenny Moxie. Davinic is the 400, 100 meter hurdles and the 400 meter hurdles. Tamia Taylor, she's qualified in the 400 meters. Carrie Roberts, she's listed for the 800 meters. Aaron Barr, the 800 meters. Madison Moss, the 100 meter hurdles. Bailey Major, the 400 meter hurdles and the triple jump. Zoe Adderley, triple jump. Grace Komolafi, high jump. Tyler Pratt, high jump, Camille Strawn, javelin, D.R.A. Scott, she's a defending champion and also the Crifter record holder, under 17 girls, javelin, Kenise Scavala, Discus, Terrell McCoy, and Daniel Nixon, both for the shot put. Under 17 boys, we have 20 athletes in that division. We have Ishmael Rule, 100 meters, Andrew Brown, he's qualified in two events, but he is listed for the 200 as well, so one to two under four. We have Caden Smith, the 200 meters, Zion Shepard, the 400 meters, Tyler Conliff and Zion Henfield, the 800 meters. Ross Martin, the 1,500 meters. Christopher Williams Martin, the 1,500 meters. Quentin Rowe, the 110-meter hurdles and the 400-meter hurdles. Kenny Moxie Jr., the 110-meter hurdles and the long jump. Zion Davis, the 400-meter hurdle, the long and the high jump. Damian Bryce, the second, the triple jump. Aris Pratt, the high jump. LaRouche Morley, the discus. Jalen Stewart, the discus and the short put. Ruben Bain, the short put. Giovanni Bridgewater, Trent Ford, and Egan Neely are all in the relay pool. Under 20 girls, you have 19 of those. You have Shatalia Dorsett, the 100 meters. Amari Pratt, the 1 and 200 meters. LaCathia Cooper, the 2 and 400 meters. Javonia Valcourt, the 400 meters. Treasure Burrows and Jasmine Markey, both the 800 meters. You have Jasmine Markey, also the 3,000 meters. Akaya Lightburn, the 1,500 meters and the 3,000 meters. Lanisha Lubin and April Adley, both the long jump and the triple jump events. You have Coy Adley, the high jump. Jishan Brown, the javelin. Vanessa Sawyer, the javelin. Kalea Jackson, the discus and the short put. Kaylin Johnson, the discus. Anae Markey, the short put. Essence Sands, heptathlon. Quincy Penn, Naya Wright, and Melvanie Gibson are a part of the relay pool. Under 20 boys, 25 athletes in that division. You have Carlos Brown, 100 meters. Adam Musgrove, 100 and 200 meters. Zachary Evans, 200 meters. Clinton Philip Gray, 400 meters. Raven Winder, 1,500 meters. Christopher Saintus, 5,000 meters. Tajan Robinson, 110-meter hurdles. Otto Lang, 110-meter hurdles. Shamar Bain, 400-meter hurdles. Mateo Smith, long jump. Jonathan Rogers, long and triple jumps. Laquan Ellis, triple jump. Caden Cartwright, javelin and discus. Robert Deal and Nathaniel McCarty in the short put. Brendan Vanderpool and Tyler Cash, both in the pole vault. Lovato DeVoe and Rihanna Todd, both in the octathlon. You have Zion Campbell, Jonathan Fowler, Jeremiah Adderley, Tamani Skinner, and Berkeley Munnings as a part of the relay pool. Quickly with the coaches, you have John Ingram, who is the head coach, Noel Pratt, Earl Ramming, Rashante Colebrook, Patricia Roll, Nikino Demerit, Andrew Tynes, and Alexis Roberts, all as assistant coaches. You have Ferez Cooper, who is our team leader and manager, and assistant managers, you have Sophia Higgs and Mildred Adderley. And we have three chaperones, Dazelle Monroe, Quincy Gray, and Garfield Morrison.
So you got a fully loaded contingent. What I'm impressed by is the absolute vast, variations of the disciplines that are there, man. You got a lot of distance runners. You got a lot of sprints. You got some field athletes. I like it. It's good. We're well represented.
We're home.
Yes, indeed.
And the idea was to make sure that we have a full complement. Oftentimes we say, you know, we struggle in some of the non-traditional events in the, by Bahamian context, and we said, no, we got to start developing these middle distance program. And so we made a conscious decision to ensure that we populate everyone who would be seen to be competitive. And so the fans, whenever the gun goes off, you'll always see a Bahamian color on the track.
And that's important to have.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, statically that's good. And then obviously it gives you a huge pool to choose from when you have to travel internationally.
Listen, we want to create an atmosphere where we're not only pulling for Team Bahamas, but we want to be able to pull for any outstanding performance environment of a sporting, like they say, the best pastime in is baseball in the United
right.
States. We want the best, your favorite pastime to be track and field. And when you come to the track, you want to have a good time. So we're going to create an atmosphere that people want to feel as though they're on Bay Street. So there'll be John Canoe and there'll be live music, there'll be color commentators, and it's just going to be a fun and festive time. We're celebrating 50 years, and 50 years not only for Charifta, but for the country. And we believe that the Charifta Games will be a unifier, and all of the people of the country, of the Bahamas, will be there, including the region.
Well, let's go to the phone lines. We got a caller. Let's see what they got to say today. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Good afternoon to Shelton and Jamiko. How you all doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Great, wonderful, wonderful. You know, it's an awesome... I was out there 2 days, and it was really, really awesome, tremendous to see the athletes put in their best. The only thing I'm going to say now is that nutrition.
I know. Who is this?
So important. Jamaica, you know what this is?
What is this?
That's what you need. Nutrition now is the key.
Is that Butler?
If your body don't have the right nutrition in it, they cannot perform to it.
You promised me that you were going to send some health-conscious vendors.
I got you. And like I said, that's so important, because if the body's not fueled properly, you cannot, you know, like I said, I'm 67. I can't run no 10-2, but, you know, when I get out there sometime, I'm doing 6-8 miles on the beach and 600 push-ups, 600 squats, you know, during my run, and a lot of core work and everything. Another thing is the family islands. I think now what you need to work on is try to get a decent track on each island. Andres could do with 3. Elusha could do with 2. I heard someone said that you can take old tires and make a track out of it. And we have a lot of tires. We have plenty of cars in the country and always changing tires. And I don't know how true that is. Maybe you can look into that and you just take the tires and make a good track, even if you do a good grass track.
I think that that's one of a pointed initiative of the government of the Bahamas. In fact, at the opening, it really wants to develop more sporting facilities throughout the family islands. And he's keenly interested on putting down both synthetic and grass tracks from Inagua in the south to Grand Bahama in the north. And so I think that that is something that this government is keenly focused on. And we're looking forward to seeing the introduction of that. In fact, in Cat Island, as we speak, I visited a facility where they're going to have a wonderful complex that includes a basketball court, an all-weather track, and also a baseball facility and tennis courts, and a weight room facility. This is the kind of thing that will stimulate the interest of sport from one island to the other, thereby making the entire universe of track and field and sports in the wider ecosystem a lot more present in these islands.
We still got a quarter. He's gone. All right, but quarter. Yeah, they old tires and recycled tires since 2007 to make, you know, running tracks and synthetic surfaces and so on and so forth. So.
Listen, the authority. Eh?
No, I just wanted to make sure, because that's a good idea. We got plenty of tires, man.
Yeah, man. But Butler,
I'm an entrepreneur.
You got to bring some of that yam with Jamaican, with the Jamaicans that I'm eating, eh?
No, Butler been talking about veggie products from Monday, and then last week he was on it too. So obviously, you know,
he's onto something.
I'm sure there'll be a bevy of vendors out there with great, awesome eats and treats.
Well, you know, I mean, what is awesome eats and treats? We like greasy food. But he, the point remains. We got to try to promote healthier living.
We need to have a cornucopia of it. That's what you need to have.
Yeah, man.
For a foodie like me, I could go the whole gambit.
But what I'm happy about is that there will be a cultural village at the Carifta Games, which will be a representation of countries all throughout the Caribbean serving different cuisine and food products. So I'm excited about that. I think it's another unifier. Food is a unifier. And much like the culture, the Bahamas Food Festival, on an occasion like this.
Yeah, with the cultural village, you know, we normally have food vendors on the western grand side of the stadium. This is the first time I've seen a setup on the eastern grandstand of the stadium. So it's going to be, you know, serving, you know, everybody from both sides. You know, so I like it. I had a chance to visit out there, you know, last week, and the setup is good, and the food is already out there. The food is good. So, you know.
And then I've got tents and tables, and they are
ready to go.
Yep, selling to go. Fried fish and conch salad out there already.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's really the momentum. You can feel the momentum building around the facility.
Mm-hmm. And as far as ticket sales go?
Hey, listen. You know, I can turn my phone off. Everyone asking me, y'all got any more tickets?
There you go, man.
Y'all got any
left?
I said, go to the sports center and buy what's left. Gold tickets, gone. VIP tickets, gone. Oh, I want a silver ticket. But if you don't buy no silver ticket, they're going to be gone too. So make sure, buy your tickets and buy your tickets now. Because we want the Bahamians in the stands, because the Jamaicans can buy their block. The Trinidadians then buy their block, and we can't get left out. So Bahamians, go out there and buy your tickets today.
You say block?
Blocks of tickets.
Just a little note on, they're still available online?
Yeah, you can buy tickets online.
Yeah, they're still available online at www.carifta50.com. And the prices?
Oh, boy.
The daily rate starts
at $5. Start at because girl gone and VIP gone.
Yeah.
Let me see. I think so.
The daily rate start from $5 and they go up as high as $50 for the VIP section.
Yeah.
All right.
Or you can get a 3-day pass for up to $130 for the VIP section.
And that makes sense.
Get the gold pass is $70.
Yes.
A season ticket.
Yeah, so depending on what section you sit in, you get, you know, a single day pass or a 3-day pass, or, you know, very good prices.
But I believe that because the facility is not a very large facility, anywhere in the stadium, you'll get good seats and really have a great time. Bring your friends along. And bring your pots and pans and your goatskin drums.
Well, I appreciate you guys stopping by. And like I said, you know, we'll try to get it out there as much as we can before the event. But we're excited for it. We're looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a big part of the 50th. You guys have done an awesome job fielding this team, though. I commend you on that.
Yeah, one more note I want to mention. We have a float parade set up for this Thursday. A float parade and pep rally set up for this Thursday. The LLC is doing it. It's starting at 4 o'clock over there on the Eastern Grandstand at the stadium. They're going to have a motorcade for a pep rally.
What time is that?
It starts at 4 o'clock.
So the pep rally,
yeah, the pep rally probably get on the wheel like around 6.
All right, cool.
And the girl down by the track, she said, tell Naughty come to the walkathon, let's move Bahamas, but tell them don't bring no long pants. They will see them long. They will see them legs.
No, tired of legs, man. You're too sexy for the world, man.
Say, so tell Naughty, he better come show them legs.
So if you got that golf cart division, I'll wear shorts. If you got the golf cart division, you know, get me riding on the golf cart, I'll wear some shorts.
We look forward
but
to
them Jordan-esque, Kobe-esque shorts, not them tight, them LeBron shorts.
No, we look forward to you coming, and we look forward to the entire Guardian team coming.
We'll be out there, man, in full support, man, and it's definitely a good look. Like I said, looking forward to see this contingent participate. Looking forward to talking smack to my Jamaican and Trinidadian compadres. Letting you all know, you know, there's hard things just go around. See you all next year. Don't think about this one.
Yeah, I come here for no good.
This one over. All right, we'll get to the break, man, but I really appreciate you all. And Sheldon, thanks a lot.
Anytime,
keep us up to date. Jamaica, always good to see you, man. And be safe, and we'll talk soon.
My pleasure.
All right, let's get to the first break. Flip side of the break.
Yep.
We'll kick it international. We'll talk Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, all coming up on Who's In and Who's Out, brought to you by Tropical Gyros, right after this break.
Eastern, the Nassau Guardian is partnering with the Easter Bunny to give something special to you. Would you like to give your child an Easter basket filled to the brim with chocolate bunnies, surprise eggs, gift certificates, and more? Then you should enter your child into the Nassau Guardian's Easter Coloring Contest. There are three different categories, 5 to 6, 7 to 9, and 10 to 13. Deadline for entry is Monday, April 3rd at 4 p.m. Purchase your copy of the Nassau Guardian to get your Easter coloring contest sign-up form. I'll let your children color away and win one of three baskets filled to the brim with Easter goodies from the Nassau Guardian. The Nassau Guardian's Easter Coloring Contest. For more information, call 302-2370.
Well done, Easter Bunnies. Good job.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Vaccines protect those we love the most, our children and our grandchildren. I vaccinated my children to protect them. Getting your child immunized can protect them against diseases like polio, measles, whooping cough, and others. So protect your child today by getting them immunized. My grandchildren are vaccinated. You should do the same. Vaccinate your children and your grandchildren and make sure they are safe.
Take advantage of the National Vaccination Catch-Up Campaign, March 25th to April 6th. Visit your nearest clinic weekdays between 8 a.m. and 7 p.m. on Saturday, March 25th. Visit us at, and on Saturday, April 1st, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. we'll be at the Mall at Marathon. COVID-19 vaccines are also available at all locations. This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, and USAID.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
The Tuesday, March 28th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. We're up into the 5 o'clock hour, and we kind of flip things up a little bit, so I'm going to get at Today in Sports History going for you right now. And don't forget, news Magic Johnson attempting to buy in. Anyway, we got Rich Eisen and Robert Griffin III taking us home on the final 10 today. Robert Griffin III, all signs point to collusion in Lamar Jackson's free agency. And that has been the whisper. That has been the talk. But we're going to really, you know, look at it in depth now today. Because, you know, when Rich Eisen gets to talking about it, you know, that's going to be the next hot topic of conversation. Simply because you no longer can skirt the issue. Here we are. It seems like he's being punished for not having an agent. Also, the league trying to take advantage of the situation by putting a curb to the guaranteed money on these ludicrous, astronomical contracts. Not saying these players aren't worth it, but at the end of the day, it's got to be some sort of, you know, parameters to it. Because, you know, eventually that could be bad for the league. But I digress. We'll get to that in a second. Before we get to all of that, let me get up into today in sports history, brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Don't forget, every Wednesday, every Friday, happy hour at Naughty Johnny's, 5 to 7 p.m. You definitely want to check them out on that. And don't forget, Monday through Friday, great for lunch and dinner. On the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. All right. Today is Tuesday, March 28th. And on this day, 1945, Maurice the Rocket Richard of the Montreal Canadiens became the first NHL player to score 50 goals in a season. Richard scored 50 goals in 50 games. 1963, Sonny Werblin announced that the New York Titans of the American Football League was changing its name to the New York Jets in the NFL. 1990, Jesse Owens received the Congressional Gold Medal of U.S. President George Bush, from U.S. President George Bush. 1999, in Cuba, the Orioles beat the Cuban national team 3-2. It was the first time since the 1950s that a U.S. team had played in Cuba. Player Dexter Manley was sentenced to 2 years in jail for evidence tampering. He'd been convicted for attempting to swallow cocaine he was carrying and then failed to meet with his probation officer. 2002, Greco-Roman wrestler Rulon Gardner had the middle toe on his right foot amputated due to frostbite. He had been stranded overnight in Wyoming on February 14th. 2002, Eric Karns of the New York Islanders was suspended by the NHL for 2 games. The previous night, Karns had punched Redick Bunk, Ottawa Senators, in the back of the head. Quote of the day, skate to where the puck is going to be, not where it has been. Wayne Gretzky. Think that worked out for the great one, too. Yes, indeed. That's a wrap on today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. All right, let's look at some of the big headlines from today. Major League Baseball cranking things up. Opening day's on Thursday. Should be some interesting games. Interesting games. All right. We got the Ravens meeting with Odell Beckham Jr. Yep. That's the latest swirl out of the NFL. And that makes sense. But why are you meeting with the Ravens if, okay, why are you meeting with the Ravens if they don't have a quarterback? Very interesting. Could they possibly be trying to bring Lamar back? Could this all be posturing? Keep an eye out for Peter. We got Peter chimed in yet? I know Pearlie is out and about these last couple of days, but he will be holding it down for me Thursday and Friday. Never know, I might be at one of them major league. When you keep an eye on things, like I said, OBJ, big news coming out of the NFL today. That's the latest in the free agent swirlings. He's meeting with the Ravens. They plan to talk the wide receiver joining the team. Free agent wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. is planning to meet with representatives from the Ravens, according to CBS Sports Josina Anderson. The news comes amid continued uncertainty regarding the future of Lamar Jackson. The star quarterback confirmed Monday his request to trade from the Ravens before free agency opened. Jackson remains in Baltimore, and the team seems to be ready to pencil him in for the 2023 season if a trade doesn't materialize. Head coach John Harbaugh told the NFL Network's Tom Pelissero he believes the 2019 MVP will be fully committed if that situation comes to pass. The Ravens plan on appeasing their starting quarterback and want to continue building around him. Some noted how they haven't exactly gone above and beyond this offseason. And they haven't. Some people walk. They haven't restocked. They haven't retooled. Who knows what it's going to be in the draft? And the only thing is that they signed Nelson Aguilar. That was it. That's the full extent. They signed Aguilar, a speedster. Because that doesn't really, you know, Nelson Aguilar, he might catch a long ball or two, but I mean, really, that don't strike the fear in the heart of nobody right there. Defensive coordinators aren't losing sleep. The Nelson Aguilar is in Baltimore. Now, from Baltimore's perspective, their interest in Beckham could be independent of what happens with Jackson. They might just want him as a piece. And the team could use another wideout regardless who's lining up at quarterback. So he might be their guy. Now, for Beckham, on the other hand, whether Jackson stays or not could have a big impact on his desire to sign with the Ravens if he does. Just look at the future without Lamar Jackson. The alternatives are elevating Tyler Huntley, the backup, now the starter. Or coming what's left of the free agent market, which is Teddy Bridgewater, Carson Wentz, and Matt Ryan, or turn into an unproven rookie that they get in the draft. None of those options sound appealing to me if I'm Odell Beckham Jr. So there's a lot of posturing going on. It could work out. I think OBJ ends up in Baltimore if Lamar Jackson remains in Baltimore. Okay? So we'll see. Now, this is some news that really don't really want me to address, because I don't want to skip it. Apparently, Zeke could be returning to the Cowboys. Mike McCarthy, head coach, says potential Ezekiel Elliott reunion as a possibility. He sees it as a possibility. I think you always keep that door open. I guess you're in number 15, second go around, Zeke, because 21 done gone. So we'll see. Now, is McCarthy being diplomatic, or is he actually sincere with that? The NFL made an announcement. Players can now wear zero. On Tuesday, the league's owners approved the proposal to allow players to wear jersey number zero. According to NFL Network's Tom Pelissero, I would never wear zero. Don't wear zero, nothing. Zero, zilch. Come on, man. And now punters and place kickers can now wear numbers 049, between 0 and 49, and 90 and 99. So you got to have a kicker rocking 99 now. All about expression in the NFL these days. And I think Calvin Ridley's going to be the first player to wear zero. Jacksonville Jaguars wide receiver is going to wear zero. All right, we'll see how that works out. Always something with the NFL. All right, and let's check out the NBA. Got some news coming out of the NBA. Apparently, Kevin Durant returning tonight from an ankle injury for the Suns against the Timberwolves. So we'll see if that sparks a difference in the Suns. Because obviously, you know, they've been down without him. So we'll see how it goes. Now, let me check in with ESPN. And they just chimed in with the latest on Kevin Durant. So I'm going to get to that right now real quick so you can have a listen to that. Mr. Producer, if you get a chance, let's go to that clip from ESPN. Kevin Durant returns tonight against the Timberwolves. And I think this is a move now that had to come. Because if you look at the standings, you got an opportunity to get Durant back, but at the same time, make up some ground. Because some people were nipping at your heels. They're 40 and 35. 11 games back, but you got the Clippers at 40 and 36 and the Timberwolves at 39 and 37. Very close within striking distance to hop into that fourth spot. So it makes sense that Durant gets back. If he's ready to go, he should be back in that lineup. So let's go to ESPN right now and check out the latest on the return of Kevin Durant. Apparently returning to the lineup tonight against the Timberwolves for the Suns.
Welcome back to NBA Today. Kevin Durant has missed the last 10 games, but ESPN is reporting that he will return tomorrow night. So on Wednesday, we will be seeing Kevin Durant. Zach Lowe, we know that they have, what, 7 games together before the playoffs. They do have one back-to-back remaining, so 7 total games in the regular season. What's the biggest question mark that you want answered with Kevin Durant returning to the lineup on Wednesday?
I got no questions about Kevin Durant fitting in. I just want to see he's healthy. Beyond that, it's the rest of the rotation around their big four. Who nails down the fifth starting spot? What's the bench rotation? Can they get enough shooting and defense from their last spot? And can they hold on to that 4 seed? Their margin is getting a little thin, but Devin Booker has propped them up lately. But look, this team could be, I think they probably should be, the favorite in the West with Kevin Durant healthy. Let's just see how it looks now and see if they can get rolling.
But one main ingredient has got to be feeding DeAndre Ayton. Mm. If that doesn't happen, not gonna be able to do it. You gotta find a way to keep the young fella happy. He gonna set screens, he gonna rebound. You want him to change shots, you want him to block shots. You gotta give a young fella the ball and let him get some buckets.
Well, cause he's the one guy that is dependent on others. And that's the issue with this team. Kevin Durant can score on anybody, anytime, any team, he will fit in. Chris Paul is the greatest floor general we've seen of this generation. Devin Booker has been elite since he came into this league. All three of them can go get it when they need it. He is the one person that needs to be filled. And the reason why that is important is because he is the anchor of your defense and your rebound. You have no interior presence. You have nothing. So if you don't feed him consistently, like any other human being that's an elite player, their energy starts to drop. And when his energy starts to drop, their team goes from an A-plus to a B-minus team, and that's not going to get it done.
Yeah, and feeding off of that, I wonder what Kevin Durant, that defends them. Mm. We all know DA should be able to go out there and get you 12 to 15 rebounds a night on a great night. And on an off night, maybe it's like a smaller production offensively, but he's got to be consistent anchoring down that defense. But on the perimeter, I know that Devin Booker has improved. You know, Chris Paul is one of the toughest guys, toughest nails on the floor. You think about defensively, Kevin Durant has really improved in that aspect because I think his offensive is so good, you forget that he's switchable, he goes for blocks. So if KD is locked in defensively, this team really has a shot because defense is the biggest predicator. Is it predictor? Predicate? Yeah, predictor of success when it comes to playoff basketball.
I don't know. I mean, if they stay healthy and you look at it, the Suns have an awesome foursome. All right? Let's be honest. You look at that core four of the Suns. Okay? When you look at it, that's a really strong core, all right? Durant, Devin Booker, Chris Paul, and DeAndre Ayton, our very own DeAndre Ayton. And it's key. They have to get him involved. They have to get him the basketball. Booker, Paul, KD can all create their own shot. They're all ball dominant. Ayton deserves to get the ball kicked into him, especially with a mismatch, but also get him into the offense. If you want him to do the dirty work, the rebounding, the block shots, the defense, the rim protection, then you got to give him the rock as well. But I think if that four could stay together, they'd do very well. They were 3-0 with Durant in the lineup, 4-6 without him in the 10 games that he missed. But like I say, if that core four is playing, and then you add those bench pieces in, Phoenix, who's 40-34, could close out winning some games and end up as a higher seed, obviously, but be a very hard out in a 7-game series. Absolutely. So, we'll see where this all pans out. Durant returns tomorrow night against the Timberwolves. And we'll see how the Suns look. Damian Lillard, shut down for the rest of the season due to a calf injury. This according to Shams Sharina of the Stadium and the Athletic. I'm told the Blazers star Damian Lillard has essentially been shut down for the remainder of the season. He's been dealing with a calf injury, but I believe this has more to do with the team being 4.5 games out of the playoff spot with 8 games to go. There's simply no reason to continue to push for what is now obviously a lost cause. And now the Blazers are in a 1-9 slide that has dropped them to 32-43 in 5 games outside the play-in tournament picture with 7 games remaining. They're in 13th in the Western Conference. And Lillard for the season has averaged 32.2 points, 7.3 assists, and 4.8 rebounds per game. They need to get Dame out of Portland, man. Dame is a loyal soldier, but they got to get him out of Portland. Get him some purple and gold. Get him in L.A. Yeah. Bradley Beal under a police investigation for altercation with fans. Washington Wizards star Bradley Beal is being investigated by police in relation to his involvement in a reported confrontation with fans. Now, where did this happen? Where did this come from? Are we good, Mr. Producer? Or did this just get loud for a reason? Anyway, we'll keep an eye on Bradley Beal, all right, and see where that pans out. But apparently, he's been is under investigation after a confrontation with fans last week. This, as per TMZ Sports, the Orlando Police Department is investigating a complaint filed about 24 hours after the Wizards' 122-112 loss to the Magic on March 22nd. TMZ noted the altercation began when Beal was walking to the locker room tunnel and a fan yelled to him, "You effed me out of 1300, you so-and-so." Beal then turned, walked toward the fans, and appeared to knock the hat off of one of the guys in response to the heckle. This, according to TMZ. Beal and the fans then joined back and forth, with Beal calling the comment disrespectful. So we'll see where it goes from there. But we'll get to the second break. And on the flip side of the break, we got Rich Eisen. And, of course, you know, he'll be taking us home. Also chiming in with Rich Eisen today, Robert Griffin III, whether it's this collusion against Lamar Jackson or not. We talked about it last week, and the plot thickens and continues this week. The more things change, the more they stay the same in Baltimore. So if they keep Lamar, look for OBJ to end up in Baltimore. If they don't, he could end up elsewhere. All of that's coming up on the flip side of the break. Good stuff to everybody who chimed in today. And we will see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads. And be good, Bahamas. And if you can't be good at it.
Experience the pure deliciousness of Dunkin's Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. This sweet and savory breakfast treat stacks a fluffy egg and smoked bacon sandwiched inside a split classic Dunkin' Glazed Donut. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Stop by your favorite Dunkin' today and take breakfast to a fun and tasty donut breakfast sandwich. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
People, what you thinking?
We want something different.
People, what you wanting?
We want love the government.
I can tell them no more slunkin'.
We want see it function.
I can tell them no more joking.
I forgot.
Gone down Blue Hill Road, gone down Village Road, gone down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government.
Fix the road.
We want local government.
Share the love.
We want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Every Thursday until April 6th, between 5 and 6 p.m., is Come Gold With Us Thursdays. Follow us and like our Facebook page, 50th Carifta 2023. Then keep a lookout for our team and get a chance to win a golden ticket and many, many more giveaways for the 50th Carifta Games 2023. For more details, email info@carifta50.com or call 808-GOLD.
You were very vocal when Lamar got his non-exclusive franchise tag tender placed in front of him, and a bunch of teams, when responding to requests for an answer, immediately said, "We're not interested in Lamar." He started throwing quite a bit of collusion. I think there's collusion going on right now to keep Lamar Jackson from an offer sheet being signed, do you think?
Rich, I don't think there's collusion from him signing an offer sheet. I think what Jim Irsay said about guaranteed contracts and how he has looked at it in the MLB and the NBA and how it just hasn't been good for business, I think it's a universal thought process amongst all of the NFL owners. So for all these teams to say, you know, we'll go get Jimmy G, we'll go get Deshaun Watson, we would pay Joe Burrow all of this money. And all of those guys have all been injured in their careers. And it's never prevented a team from going out and getting them. So I truly believe that this Lamar Jackson thing isn't that teams don't want him as a player. It's not that they don't think he's a phenomenal talent. Heck, the Washington Commanders GM, Martin Mayhew, even came out and said, "Oh, he's a special guy, but we're not interested." Ron Rivera said, "We didn't even look into it." If that doesn't sound like collusion or like a concerted effort to not even give a guy an opportunity who is raging against the machine to sign an offer sheet, I don't know what is. And as you know, I've been very vocal about it, and I'm more than willing to continue to dive into it with you.
So, yeah, no, absolutely, because it, you know, I think Washington should do it. But I'm also, not privy to any of their conversations where, you know, maybe after Carson Wentz and everything else that they tried, they're like, why can't they just really dig Sam Howell, you know, and go in that direction? And then we'll find out later on what a silly move that was, as Lamar finally does wind up on another team and is hoisting the Lombardi Trophy. And the same thing with Desmond, you know, Ritter in Atlanta. We had Thomas Dimitroff on. I'm like, walk me through why they're not. And he's like, well, they just got out of cap hell that he kind of put them in. And he said, we'll have a conversation later on as to the reasons why he did what he did when he was GM there. But they finally just got out of it. They drafted the kid. They love the kid. And they don't want to switch up. They'd rather put their money in a safety or money in here. And then I think you also know that there's a conversation around the league about, you know, Lamar not finishing the last 2 years. And you put it all together. And two first round picks and a ton of money guaranteed to somebody that you would be just meeting right now dropped in your lap because you didn't even think it would be possible that you could sign him. They thought it was just a franchise tag full on coming your way. That might lead to a lot of these situations, Robert.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you piece it all together, you can find reasons as to why or try to justify why teams aren't going after Lamar Jackson. But at the end of the day, common sense prevails. It makes zero sense for a team to come out and say, you know what, we're thinking about, you know, using a first round pick to go get an unproven quarterback in the draft instead of using two first rounders to go get a proven quarterback in Lamar Jackson, who's a unanimous MVP and 26 years old. So that's where I come from. And obviously I've mentioned that I think Lamar's fighting the machine that is the NFL, whether that's NFL agents, NFL GMs and owners, along with NFL insiders. But it really is, because the quarterback position, Rich, is a sacred position, right? When you get that contract, agent negotiating a contract for a quarterback can help him take care of every single one of his other clients on just that one quarterback contract. Say $250 million guaranteed, 1% of that would be $2.5 million. They're set. They can go for the next 5-6 years and take care of 20 other clients because of that one quarterback. So when you take that away from them and you're a guy like Lamar Jackson and you're trying to do it with the NFL insiders, you're affecting everybody's bottom line. Now, I'm not saying that teams don't want to win football games and they're not going to go after Lamar because he's doing that by himself. What I'm saying is it doesn't make any sense. We can put up all the names of guys that have missed games over the past couple seasons and how much money they got paid. And you're telling me they're not even willing to think about going and talking to Lamar Jackson? They don't even know what Lamar Jackson wants because they haven't even picked up the phone to call him and talk about an offer potentially.
Well, the problem with that too is, and again, I want you to understand, I think some teams should go run the risk here and do it, whatever risk that may be. And I pegged Washington, Atlanta, and Indianapolis because they also don't have quarterbacks and situations that they've already had there, with all due respect to the second-year players and Ritter and Howell, because you know if you sign this guy to an offer sheet, whatever quarterback's there would be like, what gives? Like, what are you talking about? Like, what do you mean? I thought this was my gig. They don't have those issues. So what I'm pushing back here on the agent front is if you want to get this highly complicated deal done, which obviously Lamar wants, and he wants to get the money that he thinks he deserves, and he wants to get the security that he deserves, and the spot where there are, you know, receivers that he feels he deserves, right? If he wants that to get done, you're going to have to convince somebody to stroke you the check, and you're going to have to convince a coach to do it, right? And with all due respect, if you're a general manager and you find out Ken Francis is on the phone for Lamar Jackson, you're like, who? Or you're Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft comes up to you and says, hey, Meek Mills says Lamar wants to come here. Don't you think there's a better front on that business front, Robert?
Yeah, Rich, I think the question you're asking is, should Lamar have an agent? And I would repurpose the question and say, is he being hurt by not having an agent? I think he is right now because he's not able to fight these types of battles.
Right.
Agents don't just represent players. These agencies represent players, they represent coaches. And when we talk about free agency and the legal tampering period, you know this, Rich.
Yeah.
Agents are always tampering, okay? They're constantly negotiating for their players throughout seasons, talking to coaches. And that's where Lamar doesn't have that connection because they actually have to call him. And what I would say on Lamar's front is they're not even picking up the phone. So for Robert Kraft to say Meek Mill is saying this, or there's the stuff about Ken Francis, which Lamar has already come out and says the guy's not negotiating for him, you know, to correct that narrative. My problem is they're not even picking up the phone. How do you know what you're thinking about or what you're going to do in regards to Lamar Jackson if you're not even giving him a chance? And that's where I've seen teams come out when it's, as soon as it happened, they say, we're not interested. Now there's teams at the league meeting saying, we didn't even look into it.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.